ground zero for the illness, sparking global unease.
It is likely a brand new viral pneumonia.
It is perhaps the last publicly known clue to where coronavirus came from. But will the world ever learn the truth of what it says? Tens of thousands of tiny blood samples taken in Wuhan in the last months of 2019 are still stored in a hospital there.
The samples from the blood bank absolutely will contain vital clues.
They could potentially be very revelatory.
This is the closest to the world we've seen of real-time samples.
The samples might reveal when, and even where, antibodies against the virus first appeared in humans in October or November 2 years ago. China says they had to be kept for legal reasons for 2 years in case of lawsuits over the blood transfusions they're from. But now that limit is almost up for the key months at the end of 2019, and a Chinese official confirmed to CNN that China is preparing to test them, echoing a promise from July when they said they would share the results. Related institutions from the Chinese side, he says, also express that once they have the results, they will deliver them to both the Chinese and foreign expert teams. The samples come from the disposable tubes that carry donor blood into the donor bag and are something the WHO team said earlier this year they wanted to examine.
For the origins of the coronavirus.
They could contain vital, detailed information.
Might also help us to follow the trajectory of the spread of the virus, you know, by tracking the individuals who may carry the virus.
And you would like to go back to find out exactly during which month this virus started to leave fingerprints in the human population in China.
It is common practice to de-identify the samples. So you could strip it down to basic demographics, age, gender, neighborhood where they lived. All of those data will be available.
But the same problem emerges again. It will be China and China alone doing the testing and reporting their results. The US's recent report into the origins of the coronavirus and statements from allies have all demanded greater transparency from China. But now this key data is being examined a full 2 years later, and there's no plan, as it stands, for outsiders like the WHO to be allowed in on it.
In order to make it convincing and credible, the results, I mean, ideally you want to involve, you know, the WHO, you know, or the foreign experts.
I'm not completely certain that China has not done this testing and has not shared the results.
What we always say is trust but verify. It truly would be better if the Chinese scientists would permit external scientists to be with them, to collaborate, to do this all together.
But instead, this vital remaining clue risks being mired in recriminations and uncertainty again. Nick Payton-Walsh, CNN, London.